Es un laberinto. Nada, un montón de piedras muy viejas que han estado siempre ahí. Antes incluso que el molino.
It is an ancient labyrinth, the housekeeper explains to young Ophelia, who has wandered off and discovered the overgrown stone gate.
Mejor que ni te acerques, te puedes perder.
She gently warns the girl, be careful, you might get lost. Ophelia already feels lost. It's Spain in 1944. Her widowed mother is pregnant with the child of a captain in Franco's army. He's brought them to the remote countryside to live in a commandeered estate while his troops put down the remnants of rebel forces. Ophelia escapes from the brutal realities of the Civil War by reading fables, so she's more than curious when she's awakened on one of their first nights there to the fluttering of wings.
Madre. Madre, despierta. Madre. Hay algo en la habitación.
Mother, wake up. There's something in the room. But her mother is too sound asleep to see the tiny fairy that alights on Ophelia's shoulder. It beckons, and she follows, into the labyrinth, where a stone staircase has appeared. She tiptoes down as it spirals into a deep chamber, where to her amazement she finds herself face to face with a creature, half man, half goat.
Mi nombre es Ophelia. ¿Quién eres tú?
¿Yo? Yo. Yo he tenido tantos nombres, nombres viejos.
Who are you? She asks. I have been known by many names, he answers, in an ancient, forgotten accent. Names that are remembered only by the trees.
Soy un fauno, vuestro más humilde súbdito.
He is a faun, he explains, and declares that she is not the mortal Ophelia, but actually Princess Moana, the long-lost daughter of the King of the Underworld. And so begins her perilous adventure, stealing away every moment she can to learn if her destiny is truly at the end of that dark staircase. It all comes from the imagination of writer-director Guillermo del Toro, who hedges his answer to the question of whether the world within the labyrinth is simply Ophelia's fantasy.
I think it exists, myself. I think it's real. But that's me. I mean, it doesn't need to be the official playbook for the film. I believe that the girl does not escape to it, because it's as uncomfortable a place as reality, almost. You know, if I made it a happy, singing chipmunk, bluebird singing kind of place, then, yeah, you could say she's escaping to that. But she's actually finding a place where she can deal with the realities that are outside within herself.
Of course, there's two worlds. You can notice the world of the toughness of the Civil War and the fantasy, which are two separate worlds.
Young Spanish actress Ivana Baquero plays 11-year-old Ophelia.
One of the pretty aspects of this story is that you can choose whether you want to believe she really sees that or she imagines it. As Ivana, I think she really sees that she's creating this world not only to escape herself, but to make other people happy and for a war to finish.
Con la tiza, trazaréis el contorno de una puerta en cualquier parte de vuestra habitación.
Ophelia reads from the magical book that the faun gave her. Use the chalk to draw a doorway on the wall of your room. Beyond that doorway is one of three dangerous tasks he's set for her to prove that she's worthy to rejoin her father at the throne of the underworld.
Habréis de pasar tres pruebas antes de la luna llena.
You must complete three tasks before the moon is full, the faun Pan intones. He's portrayed by American Doug Jones beneath elaborate makeup that took 5 hours each day to apply. Jones, a gifted physical actor, has brought a variety of otherworldly creatures to life on film.
The thing about El Fauno, or Pan, was that we have the goat thing, the ram thing to go with on that. So Guillermo del Toro, director, he said that it would be a good thing if I would, you know, have a look at goats or farm animals and see how their hindquarter moves and how they shake off flies and things like that. So there's a couple times in the movie you can see where I do kind of do a little shudder, you know, all the way up. It starts on the heel and works its way up my back. And, you know, and then kind of have the way the hoofs stomp around and kick up dust and whatnot.
And Jones also portrays the pale man who menaces Ophelia on one of her fantastic adventures. As writer-director Del Toro points out, there is danger for the child within Pan's labyrinth. So even with its fairy tale elements, he says the film is really about the impact of war on people of every age.
But it's beyond children anecdotally in chronological sense. I think we're killing a lot of the innocents. It's the Wild West all of a sudden, and I really think there is a lot of innocence being lost in a strange way. And I think this is a moment in which it's a very intimate moment of humanity where we need to concern ourselves with these sort of spiritual questions. I think they go beyond the political.
The cast of Pan's Labyrinth includes Spanish screen stars Ariadna Gil, Maribel Verdú, and Sergi López. The cinematographer is Mexican-born Guillermo Navarro, a frequent collaborator with director Del Toro, and the musical score is by Spanish composer Javier Navarrete. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.